March 4 through the 10th. Matthew chapters 8 and 9 and Mark chapters 2 through 5. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Start by reading Matthew chapters 8 and 9 and Mark chapters 2 through 5. Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families can help you understand these chapters, and this outline can give you teaching ideas. Invite sharing. Ask the children to share a story of Jesus performing a miracle. See the list of miracles in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families. You could also show related pictures.
Teach the doctrine, younger children. Matthew chapters 8 through 9, Mark chapters 2 and 5. Jesus has power to perform miracles. As you read about the Savior's miracles of healing, ponder which miracles to share. How can you help the children you teach understand the role of faith in the miracles Jesus performed? Possible activities. Share the account of the man with palsy from Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. For help, see chapter 23, The Man Who Could Not Walk, in New Testament Stories, pages 57 through 58, or the corresponding video at lds.org. Tell the children that the man with palsy could not walk. Help them recognize that this man was healed and forgiven by the Savior. Invite the children to pretend they are waking up, like the daughter of Jairus, as you read from Mark chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 and verses 35 through 43. Help them understand that Jesus has made it possible for all of us to have eternal life. Read Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Help the children memorize the phrase, "Thy faith hath made thee whole," perhaps by giving each child a word and then having the children say their words in order. Has anyone they know ever been healed when they were sick? Ask the children to close their eyes and listen as you read from Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 30. When you read about Jesus healing the blind men, invite the children to open their eyes. How would the children feel if Jesus had healed them? Invite the children to talk about a time when they were sick. Tell one of the accounts of Jesus healing the sick and testify that Jesus' power can heal and bless us as we pray and receive priesthood blessings. Explain that although the Lord sometimes does not give us the miracles we desire, He loves us and is aware of our needs. He will give us the comfort we need. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. When I am afraid or in danger, Jesus can help me feel peace. The account of Jesus calming a storm can help children know that He can give them peace when they feel afraid. Possible activities. Help the children imagine that they are on the ship as you read Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. See also chapter 21, Jesus Commands the Winds and the Waves, in New Testament Stories, page 53, or the corresponding video on lds.org. Ask the children to describe how they might have felt if they had been there. When have the children been scared? How did they find comfort? Invite the children to make the sounds of a storm and stop when someone says, "Peace, be still." Testify that just as Jesus can bring us peace when there is a storm outside, He can bring us peace in our hearts when we feel bad on the inside. Think of actions to accompany the third verse of Tell Me the Stories of Jesus in the Children's Songbook, page 57. Teach the doctrine, older children. Mark chapters 2 and 5. Jesus can perform miracles in my life as I have faith in Him. Jesus performed many miracles during His mortal ministry. How can you help the children be aware that miracles happen today? Possible activities. Ask the children to pick one of the following miracles to read about and draw. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Mark chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 and 35 through 43. Or Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 34. Invite the children to explain their drawings to the class. What did they learn about Jesus from these stories? Ask the children to act out how they feel when they are sick, sad, afraid, or worried. How can Jesus help us when we have these feelings? Testify that Jesus can help the children in all of these situations. Invite the children to share experiences when they or someone they know received a priesthood blessing. How was that person healed or blessed? Matthew chapters 8 through 9, Mark chapters 2 and 5. I can show love for others as Jesus did. Jesus showed great love by healing the sick and afflicted. Ponder how you can teach the children to show compassion for people in need. Possible activities. Choose one or more of Jesus' miracles to review with the children, such as those in Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, Mark chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, and 35 through 43, or Mark chapter 5, verses 24 through 34. See also the videos, Jesus Forgives Sins and Heals a Man Stricken with Palsy, Jesus Raises the Daughter of Jairus, and Jesus Heals a Woman of Faith on LDS.org. Invite the children to share a time when they helped someone in need and how they felt. Show the video, Gordon Hinckley, Lessons I Learned as a Boy, or The Coat, on LDS.org. How did the boys in these videos follow Jesus' example? Invite the children to share other situations when someone might be in need. What can we do to help them? Remind the children that helping others is part of their baptismal covenants. See Mosiah chapter 18, verses 8 through 10, and Alma chapter 34, verse 28. Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 through 27. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. When I am afraid or in danger, Jesus can help me feel peace. Children need to know that the Savior can give them peace when they face the storms of life, now and in the future. Possible activities. Ask one of the children to use Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41, and the picture Jesus Calms the Storm in Gospel Art Book number 40 to tell the story of Jesus calming the storm. Ask the children to describe how they might have felt if they had been there. Invite the children to share experiences when they felt peace after praying for help. Remind them that this peace comes from the Savior. Sing Master, the Tempest is Raging, hymns number 105, with the children, inviting them to whisper when they sing, Peace, be still. Give each child a paper rain cloud and ask them to write on it a trial that someone might have. Put all of the clouds on the board, covering a picture of the Savior. Invite a child to remove one of the clouds and suggest ways we could help someone with that trial to find peace. When all the clouds are removed, testify of the Savior's power to calm the storms in our lives.
Encourage learning at home. Help the children write down an act of service they will perform for someone this week. Improving our teaching. Children are active. At times you may feel that the children's energy is a distraction from learning, but you can build on the active natures by inviting them to act out a story or perform actions that correspond with events in a song or scripture. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 25.